Ramachandra Paramahansa was known. Tagore. He, Rabindranath Tagore, who had got Nobel Prize in those days, and he's just a cultural actor or something. And all this assembly, when he spoke such insulting words to such popular figures in those days, then all the assembly became disturbed and they said, we do not want to hear anymore. Then Nemi Maharaj, he said that, how will we preach? All the, whatever preaching we were doing, everything is destroyed. Then he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. This is the Swarup says, everything he has destroyed, our preaching. Then nobody is ready to hear from us. He has gone to Ram Singh Karaman, Ram Sagal, Ram Devkupanand, he's calling him. Idiots, very strong names he called them. When Prabhupada heard, he sent a telegram. He has preached for my 100,000 rupees, he has preached. In those days, very, very huge amount. Do not worry, I will come soon and I will reconcile everything. What was that place? Something. Then this assembly was called again and Prabhupada came there in a very sober, serious mood. He reconciled everything and spoke. Then slowly, very many people became attracted to Gauri Amma. This Padusarup Brahmachari, in those days, he took Diksha from Sri Prabhupada, and he saw that when he took Diksha, that he saw that so many of the disciples of Sri Prabhupada, they are so intelligent, I am not even able to speak to them. I must go back home to educate myself properly. When I will educate myself properly, then I will come back and then I will be able to dialogue with them. Then after a few days, Guru Maharaj saw that Siddha Swarup has left. He is very good Brahmachari. I have preached through him in so many ways. Then when he stayed there for some time in his home, my Gurudev was respected very much by Rupa Siddhanti Brahmachari. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he is respected. He was much younger to my Gurudev, and in Uttarpada Mutt there was, in Bengal, there, near Howrah, they were two vegetables, two sacks full of vegetables. One was big and one was small. Then Guru Maharaj said that I will take this because I am elder to you. I am stronger. I will take this. And Guru Swarup Maharaj, he was saying, no. I am younger. This is my seva to be given to me. I am elder to you. You should listen to me. I will take the bigger bag. Listen, I am younger. So that's why, how can I allow my elder brother to take a bigger bag? No, like this, they can argue back and forth. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, 2-3 miles, they have to walk on there. Like this, they used to serve their Gurudev. Like this also. If we will be able to do Guru Seva like them, then all auspicious things we will gain. My Guru Maharaj, he was from a very big landlord family. He was like a prince in his family. Very soft, delicate, nice hair. In the mid of afternoon, it was scorching hot. In those times, he used to go for Diksha for collecting money. The Prabhupada was passing by that place where after some collecting, they were resting. Vinod Brahmachari, my Gurudev, was resting in those days known as Vinod Brahmachari under some tree. when he was passing in a car with his driver, he saw that how Vinod Nambiyar was lying on the street. He stopped and asked that, why you are lying down here? Then he said, oh, I have taken some rest. Like this, they were serving. And so they, if you give little service nowadays to Brahmacharis, they say, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I want to go back home. How can we progress in bhajan? If you do not learn from the lives of these Brahmacharis, how they have served their Gurudev, these Pujavas, Siddhanta Maharaj, when my Guru Maharaj disappeared, when he disappeared immediately, all the samadhi and everything was given by him, everything he arranged. In those days, Gurudev Nanda Samiti, this was not there. What president, what vice president, secretary? He everything arranged and everything he organized properly for us. Otherwise, I don't know what path he would have taken. I'm very, very indebted to him. I had darshan of him several times, had the fortune of his darshan several times. In Calcutta Math and in Puri Math also. When I used to go see him, he used to call special sweets for me. He used to love me so much, and he was very well versed in literature. Commence the 10 Upanishads, Isha, Kat. All these 10 Upanishads, these also, Gopal Thapani, etc. So many books he published. These books were not available in those days, and all those books he published. And he has given so much to this world. Today is very auspicious appearance day. I pray at his lotus feet, I offer my Patanjali at him. The way he has published his books and the way he has faith in his Guru lotus feet, I also want to follow him. Lord, amen.
He was very dear to the Vaishnavas, and his message to the Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He appeared in Bangladesh, and from the beginning of his life, he manifested great faith in this. In Dharma, religiosity. After study, he was attracted to this land by Sri Prabhupada Bhaji Maharaj. And upon hearing his guitar, he took complete charge of Vidhu Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That time his name was Sri Suru Ramachari. And when he came to the monk, what did he see? Oh, all the Vaishnavas are here, all the disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all are very grave and very learned persons. Then he thought, I have not fit to stay here. Therefore, he returned in his house to continue his law service. That time, after Gurudev, he saw his spiritual Brahmachari, he is really high class devotee, but he has left. Therefore, Param Gurudev went to his village and again brought him back to the Gaudiya Mathas. That time, also, he had once buried into the desert. The disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, headed by Prabhupada Maharaj, they went to Dhaka, Bangladesh, for preaching. At that time, they arranged a huge meeting in the town hall, and all the senior persons of Dhaka were invited. That time, Prabhupada Maharaj and other devotees gave their lecture, and they asked Sri Brahmachari if he could speak something. So he stood up and he attacked two main heroes of Bangladesh. One is Sri Vivekananda, the other one is Sri Rabindranath Tagore. He said this, Rabindranath Tagore, who won the Nobel Prize for writing, his Ram Chagal. Ram Chagal means the lead male poet in the last period. And Vivekananda, his name is Devakumananda, means the happiness of Krishna. Devakumananda. Yes, because he went to the West and preached his
preaching. Because Vivekananda has shown Yokul Mask also fall. Understand?
Whatever way you follow, that is correct. Every way you follow is correct.
From the very beginning. We could have said, often we would have used to go to a stadium in Lamar. We had once in Kolkata, now a week and Puri. That seems to that Lord is always very happy. All the Rahman is training. All the Rahman is training that he was giving Rajpur. He was also a very learned person. He put the commentaries of Sri Krishna Chakravarti from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Sanskrit into Bengali. The three books of Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, Bindu, Kiran, and Khan. He put them into Gurudev. Gurudev said, after the traditions, he put to write from our mind in the editions of those three books. Especially, he put the Govinda Bhakya of Sri Baladeva devotion from Sanskrit into Bengali. Gurudev said, he was a very, very learned person. That book is very, very difficult to understand. And Gurudev said, I'm hoping that I'll also translate from the tradition of Bengali and putting into Hindi. Especially the 10 states, Upanishad, Isa, Khan, Kasar, Gopal, Tapan, Upanishad, he translated all of that into Bengali. He was both expert in scriptures and most expert in Hanubhaja. Today it is appearing there.
As if he had sent to from all the associates, with associates, Mahaprabhu who came to this world. Similarly, Prabhupada also, Radharani's, the same instruction of Radharani, he did not come alone, Nayan Mani Manjari, he brought all his associates and came to this world. That is why Mahaprabhu, each and every single associate of his, he established one particular mission through him. Similarly, MMC disciples of Prabhupada, they were also no ordinary people. Otherwise, look, when we hear about the glories of Pujya Bhashala Param Gurudev, Bhakti Priyan Krishna Swami, how he is devoted to his Gurudev, taking his very life in his hands, he can even face the death. Your own son in this world will not do such a deed. But if he would not have been very close associate of his spiritual master, he is asking when he came. When he came for the first time, where were you when Pujya Bhakti Priyan Keshava Swami Maharaj? He replied, you did not remember me. When you remembered, I came to you immediately. By this, you can understand that their relationship was so deep. And what kind of close association they have. So all the associates of Prabhupada, they were no ordinary people. They were his own very close associates. He came here in this world with his close associates. And Prabhupada, he gave different responsibilities to different of his disciples. Somebody was very expert in collecting bhiksha. Somebody was very expert in making big mud. How Sarang Goswami Maharaj, how he is very expert in managing the temples. And Bhakti Priyan Keshava Swami Maharaj, he used to create a big hurricane in wherever he would go to preaching. He would say that he is my hurricane, expert in bringing hurricane in storms. Then he would send somebody else to testify that storm, to fool that storm. So each and every disciples of his, they were such big speakers and preachers, because how Mahaprabhu came within the associates, similarly, all the disciples of Prabhupada, they were able to, they had the qualification, we heard that they had the strength to liberate one universe. One person went in one direction, they created such a big storm. Now see our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, where he went and what he did, how he preached, we know the results and effects, we can see so visibly. All the associates of Prabhupada, they are definitely no ordinary person. They are his very close associates, comes from the spiritual side with him. One of them is my Gurudev. You have heard something about him, that how he belonged to a very nice, opulent family. And Bharati Maharaj, he used to have ordinarily, generally, from the beginning, he would have some faith in religious books. When Bharati Maharaj went in the, there was a board they created in an education society where he was the leader, and he would say that there is a very big sadhu come. He's speaking about Gurudev, that how they, Bharati Maharaj came to preach that time. He came there and they decided that, oh, there is some very big sadhu come to our city, and let's go and meet him. Reach this place, and on Bhagavad Gita, Dham Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, this shlok, he would give very deep commentaries on this. Hearing this Harikatha, after this Harikatha, Gopinath Nam Nivedan Suna, this Kirtan, and he defined this Kirtan. And what kind of dancing we do, he took all his Bhakti Maharaj did all this. He is so big and strong, if you know him. And he would be standing, he would be higher than everybody else. And then there would be a big assembly. And if nobody would keep quiet, he would say, Bhakti Maharaj, just stand up. Bhakti Maharaj would stand, they would see such a big, strong person, everybody would keep quiet. Now you speak, when you speak, then Prabhupada would speak. Because he had such a beautiful figure. He had quite a presence in any assembly. And And my Guru Dev used to say that my heart, soul, everything has gone along with him, Bharti Maharaj, when he came back. Now he's wondering, how should I go to this saintly person? Again, second day he came to this assembly. There is maybe some young person amongst them with whom I can speak. Bharti Maharaj understood the way he was wandering nearby. Do you want to speak something? This small child, can I speak with him? There was one small child amongst these devotees. Then Bharti Maharaj said to him, I also want to become a saint like you. Will you take me along with you? That they were the kidnappers of children. This is what is his aim. They want to bring anybody, everybody, to the path of bhajan. Why not? They answered. Then when he decided to go with them, the family members came to know that in India, you know, it is so difficult for any family member to become a saintly person. They went to the police that these Babajis are kidnapping my child, and he was also belonging to a rich family. When they were taking some boats to cross a river, police came there. They saw that all the banks of this river is filled with policemen. They got this boy back and brought him back to home. Then there was a country and Shifa already he had kept. Now, when he's going to pass urine, two people are sent with him. When he's going for toilet, two people again are sent. He could not run away. Just like in Raghunadas Goswami's life, we see similarly, he was also guarded 24 hours for 2-3 months. He was kept in house arrest, like, and he was never allowed to go alone. Gurudev is saying, oh, it's become impossible to leave my home. That time, one day he made an excuse. He took out this Santi Mala, he took out this Tikka, and he said, you know, these sadhus, they are so hypnotizing. They spoil my brain so much. I don't want to become any sadhu or something. I cut the Shifa, I don't have any faith in them. Then the parents saw that his behavior had changed, so they thought that, oh, maybe he has changed. Oh, he has gotten off. He said, I want to go in my sister's home so long time. I have not gone outside. 2-3 months, of course, because he was in sort of house arrest. So he was saying, okay, you may go to your sister's home. And when he went to his sister's home, he did not reach there, but definitely he reached Bhakti Sankarsuri Prabhupada. And never he reached home after that. He came near Prabhupada that time. He remained there. With faith, he served him. When Prabhupada performing parikram, when he came to this very place, that time, our Guruji's seva was, whoever people were there, if somebody would become sick, he would take care of them, to give them warm water, to arrange about their meals. Anywhere my Gurudev would not go to parikram. Suppose somebody would become sick, he would not go to parikram, he would leave the parikram. Always he would serve them. He would take care of them, serve them. We heard from Maharaj that how they had eagerness for service in the Raksha River. He spent all his life, although belonged to such an aristocratic rich family, but still serving Guru and Vaishnavas, he gave his complete life and soul to this mission. That is why in Guru, it's Guru Vandana, it is these words are spoken. First of all, his name was Prabhupada given him Shuddha Swarup. And through becoming satisfied by his preaching, he gave him a title, Vidya Banish. Banish means just like Saraswati, he is expert, he is knowledgeable like Saraswati, he is scholarly like, so deep entrance he has into these deep moods. Also one more title was given to him, Maha Upadeshak, some titles like this, Maha Upadeshak, the big, greatest preacher. Such wonderful Harikatha he used to preach in such wonderful manner that later on, when he became a sannyasi, his name became Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Bhakti Shri Rup Siddhanti means what philosophy, principles he had to establish. Shri Rup Siddhanti. The principles of truth he came to establish in this world. He has established in this world. At the last moment of his life, he left 32 instructions. That is exactly the instructions of Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu, whatever instructions had imparted to Rupa Goswami, those very instructions at the last moment of his life, he left these instructions also written. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Sri Goswami is describing these words. This, that we are Rupa now, although externally he used to be like very tough person, but inside he was as soft and used to be visible externally a tough person. He looked like as if harder than thunderbolt, but he was softer than a lot of flower petals. His Siddhan principle, that's why all the principles of chakras he established, especially I have seen also in the Kartik month, at the end of Kartik month, the Rasa Leela, there was some drama used to be performed in the last part of Kartik. When Gurudev came, he saw, he started crying so loudly just by having lesson of this drama. See, he looks like a very tough person, but now he's crying like a baby. I have seen this with my own eyes. In the end, the instructions of Rupa Goswami, he left at the last part of that, because we are Rupa Anup, Gaudiya Vaishnava Prabhupada said, Sri Rupa Anup, who found those which were against the principles of Rupa Goswami, and he established pure bhakti in pure form. That is why our Gurudev, just now Srila Maharaj was speaking, Gurudev was speaking that all the Vedanta Sutra which our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if in some sampradaya there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. In every sampradaya, prasanatrayi is there. Prasanatrayi, one is Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad, and Bhagavad Gita. If in these sampradaya, these three things are not there, there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. Acharya also, he also accepted this prasanatrayi. These three things are accepted in every sampradaya. That time, Shrimati Maharaj was there, a very big scholar, one of the disciples of, very big scholar in Sanskrit, Prabhupada's disciple. One day he expressed his desire. He said that in every sampradaya, they have, according to their sampradaya, they have some commentary in Bhashya. I also want that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya also, this like Prasthanatrayi, this our Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta, his philosophies, his ideas should be something. Then Shrimati Maharaj is saying, I tried after Prabhupada left, but some, I published in some not very detailed manner. I did publish something, but when I heard Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj that how he is publishing so many books, that time I saw that really in very beautiful, wonderful manner he is publishing these books. And this was the very deep desire of Prabhupada. Our Gurudev, the very deep desire of his heart, he came through the medium of these scriptures, he has published these books, these scriptures. There is Mool Sutra, then there is commentary, then translation, then Anubhashya, my Gurudev, his own commentary. Who have read Vedanta Sutra, they know that if you read directly with Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentary, if you read, it is very difficult to understand, very difficult. But my Gurudev, he has given a commentary explaining that in a very simple, astonishing manner, that even an ordinary person, maybe very fallen person, can even understand this Vedanta Sutra very easily. A speciality of this is that in other sampradayas, this Vedanta Sutra, it is generally Vedanta is considered to be a scripture for the Mayavadis. Param, Brahm, Paramatma, oh, they are not, because this is the main scripture of Shankaracharya, but Balabhadra Prabhu and my Gurudev, they have described till Dasharas, and these somewhere have been established about Dasharas also. Dasharas also have been spoken, but he showed this that how Vedanta Sutra is speaking right till Shankaracharya also. Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he also established something very great. All these sannyasis are now known as Bhakti Vedanta Samiti. He is calling his own ashram. He established these things. My Gurudev, he shows Janmandishya Dasha. Ordinarily, the meaning of this sloka is from whom the creation and this world is maintained. But my, according to Rush, the point of the press, from whom the Andhiras is. Origin of all rush appears, and also Anya Itar means who creates this world. It looks like general meaning, but Rashi commentaries they say Anayat. Anayat means where Shyam Singh is becoming Anukul Nayak, where Radharani has gone from the Kunj in her mark, and Shyam Sundar is following her. Hold that hand, okay, Shuruji, if you leave the Ram, leave the Kunj, how will I perform this pastime, this Leela? Balade Vidya Bhushan taking his commentaries, this Vedanta Sutra, he showed right till Shingara. That's why this name is Vedanta, means the very essence of Ved. What is the essence of all Ved? This Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the essence of Bhagavatam? Where Uddhavji is describing the glories of Rajagopis. My Gurudev has, like Bhagavad Gita also, generally people think this is a platform of Bhakti. Above this, a building of Bhakti can be built. Sarvadhamman Parisajya. This is showing. But look at our Maharaj and look at Ram Ram, all these words, they have established the Rasa commentaries, extracted Rasa commentaries from these words of as dry as Ram also. Our Gurudev, that is why he has established Shringar Ras through the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita also. That's why his name Rupa Siddhanti means the principles of Rupa Goswami, who has come in this world to establish all these principles in a very beautiful and popular manner. Vaishnavas have said, Buridajana, this word has been used, that he is the topmost donor. Who is the topmost donor? Who gives Harikatha as donation, as charity? But those in Brahmachari who preached Harikatha all over, when he was sannyasi, of course he preached all over, even as Brahmachari. Even Mridang, the living Mridang, he preached all over, and as Dehad Mridang, those books which would remain in this world and all the jivas would gain so much auspiciousness. Now his scriptures are there. All the jivas have, he has left, but all the jivas will gain so much auspiciousness, gain so much auspiciousness. From these scriptures, there were three people after Prabhupada who were very special in publishing books. One, our my Gurudev. After Prabhupada, my Gurudev, he published so many books, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he also published so many books, translations and etc. And third, our Maharaj. Our Maharaj, the way he is published, he has all those contributions by the two acharyas. I think he has gone even further than them. I think the contribution in Hindi, wherever I go and speak in this, the contribution of my Gurudev for the Hindi speakers and readers, I think nobody has contributed so much till date. I think all the scriptures that he has published, Maharaji, principles, Tattvadarshan, whatever he has, the books he has published, if you will start counting, you will lose count. Even in this old stage, you go in his room day and night, he's just sitting and even translating, keeps on translating day and night. Swami Maharaj is saying, to establish these scriptures permanently, which will remain permanently in this world, when somebody will come later on in this world and how much we can gain from reading of this. This is a special contribution of Maharaji in so many ways. It is another speciality in my Gurudev's life. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. My Gurudev, I used to think sometimes that my Diksha Guru is higher. But my Gurudev, very beautifully he established Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. My Gurudev would never consider them to be separate. His Shiksha Guru was Bhakti Vivek. Diksha Guru was, of course, Prabhupada. These two, he kept them in equal position. He had all his temples, but he established Bharati Maharaj. He is my guru. His instructions, under his guidance, I have learned everything. He has given similar prominence to his Shiksha Guru also. That is why Maharaji also, in Prabandhak, he is shown that Diksha he has taken ordinarily. Whatever we achieve from Diksha Guru, sometimes Shiksha Guru, we achieve much gain, much more. Who in a very uninhabited manner, we ask so many things. Diksha Guru has given mantras, like Shamananda, Srinivas, they have, gurus are separate, but they come to Jiva Goswami together. He achieves the mercy of Radharani directly. Srinivas Acharya, Naradula Thakur also. In Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, there is no difference. He has always shown this through the idols of his life. How much he has faith towards Prabhupada, he has similar faith towards Bhakti Vivek, Bharati Vivek, Goswami Maharaj. Shiksha Guru, he used to consider, he is Krishna Swarup, he is considered me. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, what he is establishing, Vande Guru, he has used plural, this word. He has not used Guru, he said Guru. Our Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both of them, he used to offer pranam. And our Gurudev is much. All the, whatever pastimes we see decorating this altar room, this was started by my Gurudev in his first, firstly it was established in my Guru. Earlier they used to say, what is this? You have created so many puppets on the walls. They used to criticize him like this. But later on, he had a divine vision that in the Kali Yuga Jiva, they cannot understand easily or will not read the books easily. They will not read Krishna's pastimes. They are the Jivas of Kali Yuga. But if you give them something to see, something, that's why he found so many artists and he said, put some pastimes of Mahaprabhu on that wall and then speak to him about that pastime, which is, so like this, they would preach. You would see on the walls of my, our temple, Prem Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Abhijay Tattva, Sadhan Tattva, Mahaprabhu Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, all these pastimes they are written and drawn there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these instructions are written on the wall. At least somebody will come in on them. It looks like as if our temple, when you enter it, the temple itself is speaking to you. So there are so many contributions she has given. Whatever I have told, I am speaking from my heart. From my temple, I have not learned all these things. Only coming to the shelter of Maharaji Gurudev, when he is speaking about my Gurudev, then I used to really, he was, the way he was, you must understand that whatever I am speaking, I have learned from Gurudev. My God brothers do not understand all these things, that what kind of Gurudev they have. I am telling you whatever I am saying, whatever I am speaking, it is Maharaj instructions and Maharaj teaching lessons. Yes, this is an offering to my Gurudev as well as my offering to Srila Gurudev. So I pay my obeisances to Gurudev. May he be merciful on me that the way he is Gurudev, I should get such a guru all my life, life after life. One second, one second. Now we will offer Pushpanjali. We'll get a Pushpanjali now. Sri Guru Charana Padma. And we will. Yeah? I could translate good today.
Huh?
I could translate nicely. When I'm translating nicely, then I'm feeling okay. Used to Rasanand Prabhu, no?
Yeah, yeah.
His speech and everything, I'm very used to.
Other devotees that speak Bengali.
I went to him, especially in the morning. I told him, please speak in Hindi. Why? I said, difficult to translate. Oh, yeah. How many devotees are wanting to listen? So, okay.
Thank you.